Welcome to the Human Project for Kids podcast, the show where we think about your big questions about what we are, who God is, and how we are meant to live. Are you ready? Let's get thinking. And welcome to episode 3 of the Human Project for Kids podcast. My name is Rachel. I am a teacher and the co-author of the Human Project for Kids. And I'm here with my friend Reese. How are you doing, Reese?
I'm good. I am Reese, like you already said, rather well. Thank you. I forget my name sometimes, so this worked out very well for me. And I'm also a kids pastor, so I'm so glad we get to do this.
Yeah, this is really fun. And we are joined by two really fun guests today. Do you girls want to tell us your name and how old you are?
My name is Felicity and I am 8.
My name's Carrie-Anne and I am 10.
Okay, welcome here, girls. We're really excited you are joining us today. We have a question to get to know you a little bit better. And that question today is, if you were going to be hit in the face with a pie, what flavor of pie would you want it to be?
Chocolate.
Fudge.
Ooh, fudge pie. I've never heard of that before, but that sounds...
I know, but there should be a fudge pie in the world.
It's like chocolate, but classier and more expensive.
Reese, if you were going to get hit in the face of the pie, what would it be?
Oh, that's such a good question. I actually really like Reese's peanut butter cups. So I would like it to be partially peanut butter and partially chocolate. That way, not only could I enjoy the chocolate, but anybody who was allergic to peanut butter would have to stay away from me. It'd be like a force field keeping away all the people who had that allergy.
Okay, now that's awesome.
I think that sounds okay.
That's awesome, but it's not real.
That's
hey,
right.
It's like the fudge fear.
I love this, all these imaginary pies. Now it's making me think that I want to make like a bubblegum pie.
And that's what you want in the face?
Oh, and that's what I want
favorite.
In the face.
Okay, we're going to call the kitchen, get right
There'll
on that. We need a bubblegum pie
face.
Stack.
Okay, so now that we know each other a little bit better, we are going to do some imagining together. And listeners at home, we want you to be imagining along with us. So Reese is going to ask us some questions and lead us through a story. And Carrie-Anne and Felicity are going to help us to tell the story. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go, guys. So I want you to, first of all, imagine that we're at sea, and maybe we have to shift into maybe, like, piratey mode. And there's, like, you're on the open sea, and you're in a boat, and it's a houseboat. And on this houseboat there's everything that you own is on it. And you're on it, and suddenly the waves pick up, and they're going back and forth. And there's lightning and thunder, and you start to sink. And in the distance, you see an island, and you're going to have to hop off of your boat, and you have time to grab one thing. Just one thing that you own. So what is the one thing that you would grab and then you would jump off the boat and swim to the island?
A radio so I can radio for help.
All right, that sounds good. And how about you, Carrie-Anne?
Computer.
A computer? Okay, so a radio and a computer. So there you dive into the ocean and the first thing that happens is the radio gets wet and the computer gets wet. So like they're totally garbage now because they don't work. So let's rewind in time. You see an island, and you're going to have to hop off of your boat, and you have time to grab one thing, just one thing that you own. So what is the one thing that you would grab, and then you would jump off the boat and swim to the island?
A picture. My family.
Oh, that's kind of cool. We're going to come back to that, okay? And what would you do?
Well, if it came to trying to survive on the island, I'd take a pocket knife.
So you're swimming and you get all the way to the beach, and then you reach into your pocket and you pull out the pocket knife and the picture. And that's what you have on the island. It's the only thing you have on the island. There's like a few animals and there's like some trees, but there's nobody else. So all you have is your picture and your pocket knife.
Okay, listeners. So if you were on that shipwreck and you had time to save just one thing, what would you save? And while you're thinking about that, we are going to take a quick break and share some fun facts with you.
Did you know that a banana is actually a berry?
Whoa. Did you know there was 50 years between the invention of the tin can and the invention of the tin can opener?
Okay, listeners, we hope you enjoyed those fun facts, and we are back to tell the rest of our story about being stranded on an island with the one thing that we chose to save.
Okay, are you ready? All right, you've been stranded on the island by yourself for a year. A whole year, and you only had your one item. Felicity, you had your picture. And Carianna, you had your pocket knife. Now, at the end of a year, a whole year with just that one thing, how do you feel?
Lonely.
Well, I would feel like I'm missing electronics for one thing, but I'd really miss my family.
Yeah. So you're saying that even though you've got a picture of your family, you'd still feel lonely, and you have a pocket knife, yeah, which might be really functional. It might do lots of stuff, but it's not the same as having a person there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys think you feel lonely?
Well, mostly because all of my life I've been raised with people, and I wouldn't be used to being with animals and a pocket knife. It's not the same. It's...
Ugh. Yeah, there's a big difference between things and people. What do you think, Felicity? Even though you had a picture of your family, was that the same thing as being with your family?
No, because God created us to be with family. Mm-hmm. I need people.
Exactly. So you guys are getting at a really great idea here, which is that God made us or designed us for a purpose. And a big part of that purpose was to be with other people and to be with God. And we find that out in the Bible. In the very first book in Genesis, it tells us that God made man or people in his own image. So we don't look exactly like God, do we?
No.
We know that because everybody looks different, right? But just the same way that a mirror reflects what you look like, we reflect the character or the, not necessarily what God looks like, but we reflect what God acts like. So certain mm-hmm. characteristics about yeah. God. And one of those characteristics, which is really important, is that God is relational. And that means because God is relational and we are made in his image, we are relational. Now, relational is a really big word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I maybe have some kind of an idea of what it means, but I know a friend who could help give us a really good explanation of what relational means. Do you want to meet him?
Yes.
Okay, here he comes.
Hello there. So Noah Itold III here to answer your most quizzical questions and conundrums. And that is an excellent question that I've just heard. You want to know what relational means, yes?
Yes.
Fantastic. I happen to know that. Relational describes the space between two separate things, particularly how they are connected. Connections always have rules for how things are to be connected, and that is what it is like between people. Some words or actions pull people closer to one another, and some words or actions push people away, like a magnet. So when we say that people are relational, we are saying that they are designed to connect with others, and if we follow the rules of that connection, those relationships could be good. Be loving and kind and honest with people, the connection will be good. They'll be pulled closer to one another. But if you lie and you sneer at others, and you make fun of their hair or how they smell, the connection is bad. It's just awful. There, I hope that helps a little bit. That's what relational means.
Thank you, Sir Know-It-All. That was really helpful. So he's talking about how connection or relational means two things connecting together, right? So do you think that God designed us to connect with things like a pocket knife?
No.
No. What did God design us to connect with?
Him.
Him.
With him, absolutely. So we are made for a relationship with God. Is that the only person that we're made for a relationship with?
Nope. Nope.
Who else?
Everyone else that God made.
Everyone else that mm-hmm. God made. That was such a nice way to say that we are made for relationship with God and relationship with people. And like Sir Know-It-All was saying, that relationship could be good if we're having a good connection. It could also be bad if we're trying to break that relationship or have a bad connection.
Yeah, relationships have rules. And we have to follow the relationships. That's what words like respect mean. Like when your parents tell you to respect other people, that means respecting and following the rules between people. That's why we tell the truth. That's why we don't gossip and lie about people. That's why we don't call people names. That's a really quick way to break a connection. Mm. Calling names is a really bad one.
So I wonder, girls, do you have somebody that you are a really good friend with? Could you share maybe who your friend is and what are some things that you do to make sure you have a good connection with that friend?
My friend is Carianna. And one of the reasons why we have a good connection is because she and I know lots of things that we both know and that we like a lot of things that we both like.
Oh, you share. You do a lot of sharing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My friend is Fia, and we are sisters.
Oh, and Fia is Felicity, right?
Yes.
I guess, is Fia like your like a special name for Felicity?
Yeah, kind of.
That's cool. Felicity, do you have a special name for Carianna?
Sometimes I call her Carrot.
That's funny.
Only Carrot is offending.
How's that offending?
I might like the food, but I don't like eating myself. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we've been chatting a lot about how a good connection is really important. And it sounds like Felicity and Carianna, you have a really good relationship with each other. And I can see as you're talking to each other, you're smiling and building on each other's ideas. And that's something that often happens when you have a really good relationship with someone. You get really creative and there's this fun spark that kind of flows back and forth. And so we thought we would try and see if we could get a creative spark flowing as we're building our relationship here in the studio. So we thought it'd be really fun to create a story together. So Reese is going to start and he is going to say one sentence of a story and we're going to go around in a circle and each person is going to add on a little bit more of the story. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a lion who had a scary reputation.
This lion was so scary that as soon as any of the other animals in the jungle came close to him, he would give a ferocious roar.
One day, there was a mouse that was looking for some cheese, and he found it near the lion.
The mouse was very scared because he didn't know if he would take the chance or see what the lion wanted or just run.
The mouse was furry and thought that maybe his furriness would help him with the lion. Maybe the lion would show mercy to such a furry mouse.
So the mouse gathered up all of his courage into his tiny little body and he scurried really quietly up right beside the lion.
Right then, the lion was going to step near, and he raised his paw, and he saw
the mouse. Well, otherwise, the mouse saw what was in his paw.
When the mouse looked up at that paw that was coming down on him with those razor-sharp claws, he realized that in the middle of that paw, there was a thorn.
And as he took a closer look, he noticed that the lion had a tear rolling down his face. And he thought, I wonder
if he was just being ferocious because he had a thorn in his foot.
So the little mouse was very sad for the lion and wanted to help in any way he possibly could.
So the mouse, who again was very furry, stood on his front paws and reached up with his bum way high up in the air and then stuck up his tail as high as it could go so that his tail went just around the thorn.
And with one great tug, with all of his strength, he pulled the thorn out of the lion's paw. And the lion said...
He roared loudly and then he went down and said...
Thank you very much. No one else would help me, but I'm very happy you did.
The mouse was surprised, but so happy, because not only was he still alive, but his little furry body had made a new friend.
And the mouse and the lion became best friends and lived happily ever after.
And they opened a panini shop together.
The end.
Okay, so listeners, we hope you enjoyed our story about how a lion and a mouse became friends. And we think that it would be a really great idea for you to try this at home. So in 1 minute, I'm going to ask you to pause and I want you to find a friend or a brother or a sister or a mom or dad or whoever's around and gather them together and try and see if you can come up with a story and build a really good creative connection with those people. Okay, are you ready? I want you to pause what you're listening to in 3, 2, 1. Okay, welcome back, listeners. We hope you had a really fun time making a creative connection with the people that you were listening to. And we are going to continue chatting about friendship and relationships.
Yeah, you know, actually, when we were telling the story about the very, very furry mouse and the lion who opened the panini shop, remember that's the most important part that they...
There was no panini
I'm
shop.
I'm pretty sure there was. Anyway, Rachel, don't you have a friend who's very different from you, but you guys still like really connect?
Yeah, I do have a friend. She's actually here today visiting from a different country. So I thought it would be really fun for her to be an extra guest on our show today.
Sounds nice, right?
Uh-huh. And we can ask her or talk a little bit about how we became friends, even though we're so different. So here is my special friend, Ruthie. Hi, Ruthie.
Hello. It's lovely, lovely to be here. And I'm so thrilled that I get to come and chat with you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
So Ruthie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my name's Ruthie and I'm from England. I am a teacher just like Rachel and I love tea.
She loves tea. She actually has a really fun fact about tea. Could you share that fun fact with us?
I do. Well, this is my fun fact. So did you know that 163 million cups of tea are drank by the English every single day?
What?
That is a lot of tea.
That is a ton of tea.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of tea.
That's a lot of money.
Can you imagine how many teacups we need?
They must do a lot of washing.
Oh,
yeah. Oh.
I hope the kids aren't the ones who have to do all that.
Okay, so Ruthie, could you tell our listeners how we met? Because I live in Canada right now and you live in England. So how did we meet?
Well, it's funny you ask that, Rachel. So I don't know if you know, but Rachel actually lived in England for 2 years. And one day, Rachel popped up at my church. And ever since then, I think we've become better and better friends. But I think the turning point would have been when I invited Rachel to come and stay at my house down in Devon for a little bit of a holiday. And that started to build special memories. And then we both realized we liked lots of the same thing, even if it was slightly different between the countries. And we realized that we both like to giggle quite a lot.
We do have a lot of giggling. Sometimes, there it goes.
There it goes. Sorry.
One time, actually, a couple of days ago, we had a whole conversation just with giggles.
And we can communicate. So we know what the other person's thinking, even when we don't say words. We just look at each other. And then you can see the sides of our mouth start to creep up and our eyes start to crease. And Rachel's doing it right now. And we just end up giggling for quite a long time.
But so right now we've got a really good relationship and we are really close and we do lots of things together and we like to chat and giggle, of course, and spend lots of time together. But sometimes because we come from different countries, there are things that we say or do that's quite different. And so Ruthie has come to visit for the first time in Canada, and we would ask her if we want to do things. So I would say, Ruthie, would you like a cup of tea?
Obviously.
Or Ruthie, would you like to come to the beach with me? Or Ruthie, should we go climb a mountain? And Ruthie always responds like this.
Yes, that'd be really lovely. Thank you so much. I really like that idea. Let's go and do it.
Okay, but then when Ruthie asks me something...
Rachel, what would you like to do this afternoon? Shall we go and play at the beach?
I say, yeah, sure.
And I think, she's not saying anything. Does she want to do this? She gave me no information. Is she enthusiastic or is she bored? Or is she just doing that to be polite? I have no idea. But what we realised was that that was just a bit of a cultural difference. So I'm used to talking a lot and not saying very much with the amount of words I say. Whereas Rachel's more clipped and just goes, yeah, sure, because she does.
And here in Canada, I never thought that that was rude. I just thought that's what people say, right? We say, yeah, sure. And that kind of means I'll do whatever you want, right? I don't really care, but I'm happy to do it with you. But Ruthie thought that that was something really rude that I was saying.
But what was really lovely is when we realized that this was going on, we had a conversation about it. And then we realized what was going on and we thought, oh, well, now I understand why that person's saying that or why they're doing that. And now when the other person says that thing, I don't think, oh, I don't know what Rachel's thinking. I think, oh, I know exactly what Rachel's thinking because we communicated.
And the really kind of funny thing, too, is that we've now been on holiday together for quite a few days. And I am starting to answer questions a little bit more like Ruthie, and I'm saying things like brilliant and fab.
Wonderful.
And would you like some tea?
And I reply, yeah, sure.
So it's really funny, as we spend more time together and we become better friends, we're becoming more and more similar, even though we started in very different places.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is one of the really special things about having a good relationship with someone, that we can work through those difficult parts. So I wonder, Kariana and Felicity, can you think of a time when you had a friendship or a relationship that was a little bit difficult, that wasn't having a really great connection?
One time, Kersey and me were having a disagreement for who will sit in a certain seat in our car, and we just got into a big fight. Mm-hmm.
And how were you feeling when you were in that big fight?
Like I was being squished. Like you started sitting on me.
Oh, dear. That sounds like you weren't really using your words very well.
That was awesome.
Yeah. We actually sometimes call that fun.
Oh, okay.
Because can be.
It can be fun, usually until somebody gets hurt, right?
Yeah. Before you sit on someone, which was fun to me, but I don't think it was to her.
Okay, so you were having this disagreement, and it's pretty normal for friends to have disagreements, right? And it's important to think about how we work through those disagreements is how we continue to build good relationships. So how do you now continue to become good friends, even though you disagree sometimes?
We talk about it, we say sorry, and we, a lot of the time, just giggle and call it fun.
We understand each other, and we know sometimes we didn't mean it, or sometimes it wasn't like we shouldn't have done it, and we say we're sorry, and that helps a lot.
So when somebody says they're sorry to you, like when you go to each other and you say you're sorry, what do you usually respond with?
I forgive you, but I don't know what else we say.
Sometimes it is, I need a little time to think about it, or I'm still hurt, but I forgive you, or something like that.
Yeah, and it's okay, isn't it, to be hurt by something or to need a little bit of time before you go back to being really good friends, right? But the important thing is that we do everything we can to have good relationships with people. So we need to do our part by saying sorry when we need to and doing our best to forgive people who apologize to us. Thanks for sharing, girls. And thanks for being here, Ruthie.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Ruthie's got to pop back to England, so we'll say cheerio, darling.
Cheerio, darling. Cheerio.
Chip, pip. Chip.
Chip, chip. Cheerio.
Okay, listeners, so we have been sitting here in the studio for a long time, and I'm sure that you have also been sitting listening for a long time. So we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Are you ready for a 10-second dance party?
10-second dance break! Put your hands up. 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 Put your hands up.
I didn't get to move my legs.
Okay, we have got a few jokes for you before we continue thinking about how we can have good relationships with other people.
What did the purple musketeer sock say to the blue musketeer sock?
Oh, that's a good one. What did the purple musketeer sock say to the blue musketeer sock? I like that. What is that?
Ha ha, you're no match for me.
Nice. Nice classic French mercenary humor. I like that. That's great.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I don't know. What is orange and sounds like a parrot?
A carrot.
Nice. Veggie humor. It's healthy and it's humorous.
Okay, so far we have been thinking about how we can have relationships with people that we already like, or people that we are pretty similar to or enjoy spending time with. How are we supposed to act with people who are difficult to get along with, or people who are mean to us?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, we should love our neighbors as ourselves, even if they're being mean. And
or you pray to God for help.
Those are two really great ideas. So we learn in the Bible, right, that we are supposed to love everyone, even our enemies, Jesus tells us. And I really like what you said. We can't do that on our own, can we?
It's very hard.
It's very hard. And so the way that we can get help is by asking God, by praying to him and asking for help in showing us how to love our enemies or people who are mean to us.
It's a good idea too, because when you're praying, you should already pray for something that God wants us to have. Mm. It wouldn't be like, God, make me strong so I can beat these people up. But if you're like, God, make me patient and make me loving so that even if they're mean to me, I can have a good relationship with them. Well, that's definitely a prayer that God wants to answer anyway. Then we're lining up with him really, really good.
Absolutely. Do you remember a few episodes ago, we talked about how the Bible is kind of like an instructional manual for how we are supposed to live, right? So as we read the Bible and we learn more about who God is and who we are, we can learn more about what his plan or his design for the world is. And as we read the Bible, we learn that God really wants us to love our enemies, right? And to be kind to other people, even if they are not kind in return. Mm-hmm. Do you girls have a story about a time that you really had to show kindness and love to somebody who was mean to you?
Yeah, there is a guy in my neighborhood who calls me Dora a lot of the time, and I just keep asking him to please stop. I'm really trying to give him mercy.
That's such a great word. So does that mean that you are allowed to call him a mean name when he calls you a mean name?
No.
No.
So just so that I understand here, he calls you Dora, like adorable?
Adora.
Oh,
it's
you mean
in
like,
a movie.
Like a cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah, and the reason why I stopped is because of that. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I stopped is because of that.
The reason why you stopped what?
Watching their TV shows anyway they were.
I see.
You didn't like it that he didn't use your name. That was the thing you didn't like.
And also because he called me Dora.
I gotcha.
So it sounds like it's really difficult to get along with that person, right? But I really love how you were trying to show him mercy and trying to not call him mean names back.
Yeah, that's right. Karina, did you have a story?
Well, there is a friend I have who doesn't treat my sister very nicely. And sometimes it's very painful for me to watch it. But sometimes I think she has to handle it, but I don't know. So I really need God at that moment.
Hmm. Yeah, that's hard because that's not just one relationship. That's like two relationships, like a triangle. Those can get really tricky.
Yeah.
Okay, so far we've thought a lot about how we are relational because we are made in God's image and God is relational, so we are also relational. And we've thought about how that means that we are meant to have relationships with people, not with things. And we've also done a lot of thinking about how we can have good relationships with people and what good relationships should look like and maybe what some bad relationships look like. Mm-hmm. And I love how you girls keep coming back to the idea that the place we turn to for help is God, yeah. Right? Because God is all loving, right? And God created all people. And so he really wants us to be in good relationship with all the people that he has created.
Sometimes there's people and they're not very nice. They can be very, very mean to us. So since we know God wants us to have good relationships with people and we should always do our part, that means that even if they're so mean and rude that they're not very safe and we have to be a little ways away from them, we don't reject them. We're not ending the relationship. Maybe they need some distance and some space because they've got some stuff going on. But for our part, we're going to trust God and we're going to pray and ask him for help and we're going to continue to be kind and we're going to hope. We're going to hope that someday we have a good relationship. That's really important for people who want to follow God's design.
Exactly. Okay, so we've done so much thinking today. I'm wondering if you could think all the way back to at the very beginning when we were on that shipwreck. Do you remember we were talking about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we had this shipwreck and we had to save one thing. So Felicity saved her picture of her family and Kariana saved her pocket knife. Okay. And then you were on that island for a whole year and you said that you felt really lonely. And we've chatted a lot about the importance of good relationships with God and good relationships with people. Okay. So you each saved your one special thing. And I wonder if we could go back to that, thinking about that. What would you wish would be different?
Wait, let's do this like we did the story. So there you are on the beach and you're all alone and it's been a long year. And all of a sudden you see a cruise ship and you're thinking, oh, I wish I could be rescued. But the cruise ship sinks. Oh, no. And all those people, they dive in the water and then they swim all the way to shore. And then you all have an island dance party there on the beach. I'm not alone no more.
Okay, so we would really want people to be on that island, right? And I think we've realized today that we could live without all of our things. Mm-hmm. We could live without the things that are most important to us if we had people and God. Mm-hmm. And do you know what I think is really beautiful about that? As we, as Christians, hope for the new earth and the new creation where the world will be the way that God intended it to be. Sometimes it gets a little scary, right? Because we don't know exactly what that new heaven and new earth is going to look like. But we can trust that there is going to be God and there is going to be people. And that's all we really need to have a great life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good relationships. Good relationships all around.
Okay, listeners, so our challenge for you this episode is to look around your neighborhood or your school and find somebody who looks like they need a good relationship. We want you to look for somebody who is lonely or a little bit sad and needs some love. And we want you to pray about how you can be a good friend to that person. Do you think you can do that?
And maybe open a panini shop together?
Okay. Oh, wow, sensing, you're just all in with the food.
I know,
aren't
I'm sensing a hard no on the panini shop. You know, maybe just having a good relationship with that lonely friend. That's good. Yeah.
Okay, listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Human Project for Kids podcast. If you would like more information on other resources we have, you can check out thehumanprojectforkids.ca. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.